This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
Oh, but, I thought you were going to say it's Trina's birthday.
Happy birthday, Trina.
Trina is my wife's best, one of my wife's best friends and is the nicest, best looking lady in the world.
Oh, my.
And today's her birthday. Happy Trina. Birthday, Trina.
Yeah, Trina.
You know Trina, right?
I do. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And she's got another friend.
Annalisa. Is also the nicest, best-looking lady
in the world. They're the cutest little trio.
I can't even imagine what they were like when they were young, like the three of them hitting a club.
Well, they were working at Red Lobster, right? Wasn't that their whole thing? Mm-hmm. But so fun.
The trouble they must have got into.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Live it up, kids.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to know.
Sleep tomorrow, but tonight go crazy.
Don't tell me anything. I don't want to know.
Yeah. She should get a radio show, and then you'd be forced to hear her early exploits.
No, thanks. By the way, can I ask you a question since this is trash?
Yes, yes, yes.
I was just thinking about, there's this show on Apple TV, it's called Severance.
Yes.
And while I do think, like, okay, I'll ask it this way. Who would you say is the best, biggest new star out of that show, someone that you... Like,
Helly
is smoking hot,
more
but
Helly,
also
please.
Interesting mm-hmm. and a really good actress. Okay, give me one more.
The guy with the butt-looking mouth.
Oh.
It's crazy. No one's... Milchick. The boss. No,
Milchick doesn't do anything for me. You know why? Because I don't like his character. So I have no good feelings toward him.
That's because he's a great actor. He is handsome. Mm. He is so weird. In some of those scenes where he's like, all right, we're going to have a dance party.
And he starts doing the yes.
You're like, what is this? Mm-hmm. What is this place?
Defiant Jazz. That's what we've chosen.
Is going to be a huge star, I believe. Oh, I believe.
All right.
And once you get into season two, he's in a lot
Well, he's been promoted. I mean, I've noticed that
he
already.
He has, you're right.
But I'm not sure what that's all about. There's still some other lady's name on that computer.
Now, some
he's
people
very
may
fixated
know,
on that.
Yes, he is. Some people may know him from other stuff. I'd never seen him before, but I find him, and
he
I don't even know his
familiar.
Real name.
And the girl that's playing the Ms. Wong, she's very good.
It is creepy. It's
are
so
you
creepy.
Okay? That guy keeps asking. I don't mean to keep asking it. Are you okay? Are they keeping you here?
Why are you young? I was born.
Are you young? Yeah. Anyway,
this guy's name is Tramell Tillman. He has been in Mission Impossible. Let's see if he's...
I should know him from that.
No, maybe it's just a small role. That's the thing.
Well, I think he's spectacular. I'm surprised. I knew you wouldn't name him.
Elementary. He was in that show, I guess.
I don't know that.
Yeah, you do, with Lucy Liu. I watched that.
Oh.
That was a few years back.
Okay.
I don't know. It's not like jumping out at me like what, you know. But Seth Milchick is his name. Seth. Yeah,
he's spectacular, I think. So anyway, trash me. Sorry.
Okay, sure. Yeah, yeah. No, that's fun. I think that ensemble works so perfectly. Like John Turturro, is that guy's name?
Yeah.
What's he famous for? Because I've seen him in other stuff too. It was almost like a mob guy or
he's
something.
He's been in everything.
He's been
Brother,
in a lot of stuff.
Where Art Thou? He was mm-hmm. on that. And I mean, yeah, he's one of those actors that are just
in everything.
Yeah.
But he's so great. Mm. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. I'm creating energy over here. I cannot wait to get my hot tub. It's so missing from my yard. I miss it so bad. Haven't even met it yet. I can't wait. We sit around talking about it. We were sitting out there yesterday. Oh, we're waiting for the electrician to get there. Getting the electrical put in for that. We got to pour a pad.
I haven't gotten a straight answer from you. Am I or am I not allowed to come and be in
the
hot tub?
Straight, no, absolutely not. No one is allowed at my house with them. Of course you can. Don't be silly. Of course.
Do I have to wear swimming trunks?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I'm the only one, me and John, are the only ones allowed naked in that hot tub. I guess I'm going to have to get a decent, halfway decent bathing suit, I guess. Hate bathing suits. You know, in case I ever want to get it. Maybe I'll just let other people use it. My kids are like, are we going to be able to use it? I'm like, no. But of course they will. But they have to knock to get into my house now, so that's...
They do not.
Yes, they do.
They don't have a key to your house.
Took back all their keys. Stop it. Anyway, Creative Energy has locations all around the Bay Area. These guys, they've been around for a long time. I went to the one up in Terra Linda in San Rafael. And such knowledgeable people. They've got a wide range of choices. My brand new hot tub is coming. Visit a Creative Energy store today. Create your own sweet personal oasis in your backyard.
You're going to love it.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
And you know, I want to mention something real quick. I realize you might have this idea about hot tubs, like, well, they're only good when it's freezing out, but it's not the case. You don't have to run them at 300 degrees. It's not molten lava at all times. Right. You can, you know, bring it down a little bit temperature wise and make it more useful even in the summer months.
Right.
It doesn't have to be.
I'm hoping for this. This is what I'm picturing. Okay, so I love to garden. I do. I'm totally into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind. I get dirt. I'm filthy. I'm sweating, and there's dirt stuck to my face.
Naked, all dirty.
No, I'm wearing clothes at this point.
Oh,
at this point,
I'm
not naked gardening.
Okay,
there's too many dirty little bugs and all that. Yeah, I don't need ants crawling all over the place.
Oh God!
Right?
Why are you bringing that up?
Well, I'm just thinking of all the reasons I don't want to garden naked. All right. So there I am gardening, not naked, fully dressed. I even have these little knee pads I wear, you know, in case John's...
I got a mental image of you naked gardening.
What is happening?
Why would you do
We're
that?
Just trying to give a plug to the hot tub company and you have knee pads on now.
Well, I'm gardening. So then I...
And then you said it, John.
I was joking about that part.
Right.
He's not getting anything off of me. Come on. Hiding in the woods. No! So I'm gardening and I'm getting sweaty in my yard. And I can see the hot tub out of the corner of my eye. It's just like, it's just teasing me, taunting me. So I'm going to be sweaty and filthy. And then I'm going to go over and like, I don't know, I guess initially I'll have to hose off. I don't think the thing doesn't come with an outdoor shower or anything. But you got to, you know, you have to shower off before you get into these things. I don't have dirt under my nails. Oh, this is turning into quite the thing. Anyway, I'm really excited about my hot tub.
You
got to
get your knee pads off too. Yeah. Those aren't good for the water.
Not wearing those in, Finny. But thanks for the reminder. Okay, Creative Energy, thank you. Two deaths.
Don't send to them.
No, don't send that one to them. They probably won't like that one that much. They do have a good sense of humor, though, because they know hot tub. You know, there's some hot tubbers.
Oh,
they,
I see.
They know. They're well aware. People come in and are like, we want to have 12 naked people in our hot tub. And they're like, well, we can accommodate
that. It's a Marin County key party.
It's sure. You know, whatever sells some hot tubs, people.
Again, don't
whatever
send
you're
this
into
to them as
well. Yeah, you could send it out. They'll be fine with it. Hey, Cole, how you doing? So, couple deaths. We talked pretty extensively about these early. There's some weird stuff. I'm just going to hit them real quick. And then if you want to hear us yapping about it, or you got some thoughts that you want to add, you can go back and listen to the 6 o'clock podcast. Gene Hackman passed away at the age of 95. His wife, who is 63, and their dog also died. And it could be a carbon monoxide situation. We don't have many more details than that. They were found yesterday. Michelle Trachtenberg from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Gossip Girl. She's also died a couple months after a liver transplant, although that's just something that's being reported. I'm not sure if it's a rejection situation or what the deal is, but she was only 39. So when we get more info on these, we'll update you. And if you want to hear everything we said about them so far, that's in the 6 o'clock hour podcast. The Oscars, they are this Sunday.
Already?
Yep. Coming up right around the corner. Was tomorrow the 20th? So tomorrow's the last day of February.
Mm-hmm.
Man, February is a fast, quick little month. Bunch of new presenters have been announced. Harrison Ford, Zoe Saldana.
Did you see Harrison Ford? What award show was that? Was it the
SAG
Screen
Awards?
Actors Guild Awards?
The ones from last weekend?
I think so.
That was last week.
In the background as that lady's doing her rap about L.A.?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Oh, gosh. She tells him, apparently she'd told him because she was going to do a monologue with the camera on her, and he's right behind her, and he's in the background as he grabs this chip, and he's right over her shoulder eating a snack with this weird look on his face.
Oh.
And everyone's laughing, and she's like, I told you to look away! I knew you were gonna... And he's like, he starts to turn away, and she's completely distracted by him in 1 second and totally throws off everything. It's a very cute moment. And they actually...
His sense of humor seems to have really improved in the last 10 years. Like, I think when he was in the midst of the whole Indiana Jones and like so, so famous.
Is that it?
I have it, but I haven't been able to screen it. So,
don't. Yeah.
But anyway, it was Jessica Williams, who's on Shrinking with him. So,
I love her.
I'm going to put the clip on.
It's very cute. And it was on TV. I can't imagine that there was any cussing, but she.
Well, he's taken some really interesting roles, and he's just seems. I mean, maybe he's still super curmudgeon-y in interviews, but he just seems to really be enjoying his 80s.
You know, I saw a quote with him, and it's clear he made a choice to be curmudgeon-y. Curmudgeonly? Whatever. He said, I've been happier since I've stopped sharing my life with people. Mm. And it's clear he's gone out of his way to not, too. That's him. And there's the chip.
Oh, that is it.
She's doing her...
I told him to turn away. Now he's got his head. He's trying to not be. I guess it's not him trying to not be distracting.
It's really cute moment. If you see it, you'll definitely get a giggle out of it.
I love the award shows like the SAG Awards. And I think the Golden Globes used to be this way, too, where they're all sitting at a table. There's drinks happening. You just never know. It's like,
but she is screaming. I told him to turn away.
Oh, my God. She's still going on. Oh, there's the neighbor lady from Shrinking, too. Yeah. She's had some pretty distracting work done to her face.
Jessica Williams is gorgeous.
I love Jessica Williams. She, you know what? She used to be on The Daily Show all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was like a correspondent on there. She was just great. Oh, now Harrison turns back around there. Oh, they're having a very cute moment. No, that is super cute.
They definitely are friends, and it was... Very well done.
So Harrison is going to present at the Oscars. Zoe Saldana, Sam Jackson, Dave Bautista. He's the guy made of rock or sand and Guardians of the Galaxy. He's also in Glass Onion.
He's the blue guy, yeah.
Yeah, or Knives Out, I guess it was. Is he blue? I don't know. He is.
He's blue with like red little markings on him.
Markings, sure. Gal Gadot, Andrew Garfield, Margaret Qualley. Mm. Whole bunch of people, a long list of people who are going to be presenting during the telecast. There's a bunch of like firsts and stuff that I kind of wanted to, some of these were interesting. So the title of this is Oscars 2025, from Ariana Grande to Demi Moore and Timothée Chalamet. Here are the first time nominees and trailblazers you need to know. So I'm looking through this thing, and there's a lot, like Carla Sofia Gascon, who is the first trans person nominated for the full-on actress, you know, best actress award.
Okay.
Carla, though, has come with some controversy because somebody went back through her tweets and there's some racist stuff in there. So every day, listen, tweeting, really don't do it. So just don't.
Being racist. Really?
Yes.
Don't do that.
If you're a total racist, just don't tweet about it. Or maybe do. I'd rather know, I guess. Jesus. people in their tweets. Like, what are you doing? And
try not being racist.
Well, okay, try that. Or try not being a 16-year-old or something. Like, when you're 16 years old and you're blathering away on Twitter, and now you're 30 and you're going for a job, and somebody takes it upon themselves to go back through your Twitter account, you know, all those things you were saying, those are going to come back to bite you. Twitter should be illegal. Amelia,
your dong pics are fine, though. Don't worry about those.
Your dong pics?
Your dong pics,
Oh, yeah, you put those up on your Twitter
I don't know what people put up on Twitter. I'm not on there, but I'm just saying, I mean, that won't hurt you, but certainly your racist comments will.
So leading the pack for nominations is Emilia Perez, the Spanish language musical crime comedy. I'll say that again. It's a Spanish language musical crime comedy. Has 13 Oscar nominations, the most ever for a non-English language film. It has dominated the award season, and the expectation is that it probably will, but it will be, it's up against, 10 other films. That show, that movie, Anora, which is not the best movie of all time or anything, but I did it. It's about a sex worker, like in Jersey, who marries a Russian oligarch, like on a whim. He's just a kid. So an oligarch's son, I guess. And it's just, it's a crazy, weird, funny, depressing, dark caper. That ends really in a kind of a weird place. But the girl in it, her name's Mikey Madison, and she's great. Like, it makes you think maybe she was a stripper at one point, because, man, she really does seem to know how all of this works. She has got it going
on. She's done her research.
Has lived her. I don't know. Ain't nothing wrong with that. The girl knows how to dance in that one way. Yeah, you like that? I do. So... Anyway, she's also up, but they're talking about all these things that are getting like their first ever nominations. And one of them, so Demi Moore, this would be like the award season for her if she was to win. She's actually won Best Actress for The Substance at a few of these events, award shows. I love them so much. I don't love them. And then as I'm scrolling down the list of people, first time nominated, Monica Barbaro, who was in Tom Cruise, the Flyboy, Top Gun.
In Top Gun, and also now starring as Joan Baez.
Right. So she's nominated for her role as Joan Baez. Mm-hmm. So like, is that a supporting actress? So this is her first one. And I'm like, I seem to recall that she's a local. And I don't know if we just never did a deep dive on her. Not only is she a local, she was born in San Francisco, raised in Mill Valley. I'm going to say maybe I walked by her as...
You're her mayor.
Yeah, I'm the mayor of that town. So she's 34. I've lived in my house now for, I guess I've been there like 15 years. So she was maybe in high school.
She may have done it on the rock right behind your fence.
All the kids party back there.
Oh, partied, I mean. She may have partied.
But there were condoms sometimes. She might have lost her virginity out behind my house.
I don't know anything about that. But I'm saying that certainly it's possible all the Mill Valley High kids, hung out behind your fence until you had the river moved.
Yeah, we did move the river.
Something.
So, yeah. There's no access to my property from that river anymore. That's for sure.
Right.
Unless you can get by dragons. Good luck. One of them's Taylor Swift. So... So Monica Barbaro, she is, I don't know where she lives now. I'm going to assume L.A., but I just think that that's so funny. Like, if she went to the high school there, maybe she went to like some private school. Maybe she went to Juilliard. Who knows?
I'm a fan from Top Gun, and I thought that movie was great. Top Gun 2, I should say. But I read that she nailed Joan Baez, like even as like the minor details of how Joan plays guitar.
Oh, funny.
Monica Barbaro got funny. That. Like, she has a unique fingering style and she got all those little intricacies. So, those are the kind of details that hopefully win you the award.
Well, it's funny that, the amount of time and care that appear to have gone into the Bob Dylan biopic. Mm-hmm. I mean... So you who was talking about how like
Chalamet said this was 5 years of my life
learning how to be this guy, every mannerism.
Yep. So he was saying something like it would be probably pretty cool to just be nonchalant about this, but I actually put 5 years of my life into this.
So I'm really glad that I'm getting noticed for
recognition.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah. And a lot of work.
Would want to do that job justice considering it's a real live person that some people love.
Yeah, he's still around too. I mean, yeah. He could be like, I hate this movie. This is a bad movie. That guy. No thanks.
Nailed it.
Thank
Nailed
you.
Nailed it.
Thanks so much.
Like Bob
Thank
Dylan's
you.
Here.
Right. Millie Bobby Brown Jovi.
Yeah.
It looks like she's going for the role of Britney Spears in that biopic that's being made.
She'd be good for it.
So she's changed her look a lot, Vin. Like, there's a lot of kind of, her hair is blonde and she's posing in a lot of very sultry poses and kind of
her
recapturing.
Eyes are far too focused.
Yes. Well, Britney's eyes used to be focused.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And they show some side by sides of the two of them. And there's some, she's kind of pulling it.
Like, I see it. I can see it.
Yeah, it is kind of there. So, by the way, some of these pictures of Millie Bobby Brown Jovi, she's unrecognizable as Millie Bobby Brown Jovi. Like, she's either maturing fast or just it's the new hairdos or just the way she does her eyes or something. It's like, wow, she has suddenly become a glamama.
What happened to the shaved head little tyke we met in episode 1 of Stranger Things?
11. Anyway, she just turned 21 and she's gone through a bit of a transformation. I'm sure her husband loves having some new chick in his.
Some new what?
She's like a new chick. She's like totally different than when they first met.
Do you really want your lady to give become unrecognizable?
Give me some fresh put that wig
Depends.
On. Let's do this.
I don't want that.
So I don't know, you know, if she's just studying old videos or whatever and old photographs of Britney or how she'll play the part, but she should check out Britney's latest dancing video. She doesn't have the trench coat. Oh, she's dropped the trench coat. I see. There's an ick factor going on with Britney. And it's just more like, I don't even know if ick factor is the right word. There's a what the hell is going on here? And can someone please step in and give this girl a conservatorship? Like, this has got to be, there she is with the trench coat. So she's dancing with it and it's keeping her hands off herself, I guess. Really, there are no moves happening here. She's just dancing and there are no moves.
But we know something's wrong with Britney, and honestly, like, I don't know what she's going for here. I don't know who this is for. Her audience was young people that like her music, right? But I look I at know. That, and there's nothing that I'm not the least bit interested in her. And she's showing me all the stuff, or most of the stuff.
We were very close to everything. I mean, when she starts, that's the thing that she does where she hooks her fingers into her the tops of her panties and then just like pulls them down as far as they can possibly go.
It should be hot, but I'm not
interested.
But
it just weirdly isn't hot. It almost seems like she's a captive. I really feel like there's something.
I think it's kind of hot.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I guess someone's getting something
from it. It's for Maddie, I guess. So.
Oh, she just wiggled it.
Yeah, she wiggled her bum. Okay.
Anyway, movement whatsoever.
Yeah, none. Zero. Me either. I just like
nothing, right?
No stirrings. More like just stirrings of sadness. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on? So anyway, Millie Bobby Brown Jovi, it looks like she's going to. If she hasn't gotten the role already, she has said in the past, I would like that. She said, I would love nothing more than to be a part of her story. But that's her story. And I'm in full support of her bringing her story to life how she wants to.
Well done. She must have said that on social media.
Yeah, maybe.
Very self-protective statement.
Exactly. If I don't get it, it's because I didn't want it because it wasn't what she wanted. The Woman in Me is Britney's memoir, and the movie's based on that. I don't remember how long ago that came out.
Hasn't been long.
Right, because that was the one with the whole like Justin Timberlake made me get an abortion stuff.
Was that right after the divorce? Right after the breakup? There was a recent, she was
married to that Sam
guy. Was it a year ago? Has it been multiple years since they broke up?
I feel like it's been a year. But I'm not 100%. Yeah, it's a year because then she was like partying with those, there were like a bunch of guys in her videos with her at her house.
The Woman in Me came out October of 2023.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So only a year and some ago. When did she break up with Sam though? By the way, her ex is on this season of the Traitors.
He's very attractive.
Is he?
I'm straight.
I am not. There is not one. There's no stirrings for me in that. That dude is a. He's a. He,
yeah,
he's
give
a
me
knob.
Milchek every time. I'll take that
I
guy
would take
over.
Milchek over that, yep. Or Sam. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Asghari or whatever his name was. I don't even know what his name was.
Their divorce finalized in May of 2024.
Oh. So.
Not even a year.
No. Right. 6 months ago. Well, I mean, more than that, but. But it had to be pretty fresh when they filmed the Traitors.
He came off very good on that show, though. Like, he was quiet, but then, you know, he had a couple good things.
Did he?
Well, he's not Tom. He's not that idiot. You know, that
oh,
guy.
Oh, yeah. I actually kind of like that guy.
Oh, my God. He's always got his mouth open. You ever notice that? Yes. Every time they go to him, he's like,
ugh. He seems like he's such a buffoon. Like, he's this good-looking guy. I think he's from, like, one of the, like, Vanderpump Rules
he's
or something.
He's a Vanderpump Rules guy.
He's this guy, Tom. He's not a bad-looking guy.
Is it Tom Sandoval?
I believe it is.
Is it? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even watch any of these shows. You guys watch the show and you don't know his last name?
Yeah, it's Sandoval.
Okay. He's Sandoval. Been in the press for like whatever.
Breaking up with
show
somebody.
He's on. Yeah, and, he's very controversial. Go on.
And there's some lady dumb. On there that, oh, he is dumb, but he's one of those people who, you know they're dumb. They don't know they're dumb and they think they're smart and you're listening to them say all their smart stuff and you're going, oh, you're so dumb. It's a lot of that. But because nobody knows what's going on that show. So everybody's dumb on that show. Except for Danielle, who does know what's going on. Well, and maybe acting just the right amount. I was thinking a little bit overacting, but you know, there she still is. Oh my goodness. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Things people underestimate and more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Mm, Hello. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Thursday. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. You'll see pics from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford. I am absolutely loving my new Ford Mach-E from Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. And right now, Frontier Ford is offering incredible lease deals. But they won't last forever. So yeah. Get down to Frontier Ford and tell them you want the same Mach-E that Vinny's driving. Me, that I'm driving.
That thing is a beaut.
It is a beaut.
Yeah.
It's so nice. And now that I've gotten some time in it.
It's badass.
I'm really enjoying the driving experience. And I can get my boards in there. And I mean, it's
really packed the other day.
It's got a lot of room. Yep.
Look at that.
And you did your homework. You looked at other cars. Yeah, like, this was the best one. This is the one you wanted.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. So Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. Check them out.
It's a good car. It's a nice one.
Some clouds today, but still going to be nice. Still 70.
Nice.
70-something, depending on where
you're at. Look for the weekend. How's that looking?
I see some rain in the forecast, actually. Let me see here. I'll give you that. Give me 1 second here. Yeah, rain this weekend. Mm-hmm.
That's
well, you asked. I mean, you wanted to know. I mean,
I was just really hoping.
Depending on where you're at,
stoke me out. Yeah, that it looks
Napa
crappy.
both days. San Jose just Sunday. Sunday in Walnut Creek.
Well, I guess look, keep the rain coming, right? That's what am I complaining about?
Well, you're the mayor of Mill Valley. Just tell them to knock it off.
Yeah,
up there.
Just can't someone control the weather, please? I mean, Jesus, always hearing about it.
Elon.
Yeah, come on. I mean, you and Marjorie Taylor Greene, lady. I feel like we got this thing worked out.
Oh, he's gone to that level of cuckoo bird now?
In my opinion. The
guy that you once loved has gone
to the dark side. Neuralink. I still love Tesla. I still want to go to Mars. All the stuff. Can that guy please not be in our government anymore? Please. He's mental. Get him out of there. Please.
This is the guy you used to say into a microphone, save us, Elon. Yes. Save us.
How wrong I was. How wrong I was.
Hey, man, we all make mistakes.
Well, I feel like a lot of people went that the way you did. And I think a lot of people also felt like he does e-cars. He's one of us.
Right. Yep.
And then when he turned to the dark side, everyone went, oh, I'm so burnt.
Right.
Now what do I do with this car? You know what you do? You go to Ford, Frontier Ford in Santa Clara, and you buy a Mach-E.
That's what you do?
Mm-hmm. Now, Enjoy. Here's some news.
Okay.
By the way, happy birthday, Trina. If you didn't hear what we said earlier, we said happy birthday.
Vinny said you were so good looking.
She is a super pretty lady and one of the nicest ladies you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
And I think she's single. Oh. I don't know for sure.
Is she single and like determinedly single or she's looking for love?
Well, she has two kids that she puts all her time into and has a really good job. But I mentioned that because someone out there, don't sleep on Trina.
Wait a minute.
I didn't mean that.
What is
that
happening
came
there?
Out wrong. I just meant that she's a wonderful lady and a real catch. And if you know her and you haven't.
You make your move?
Never mind. I mean, happy birthday. That's all. Edit all that out.
Yeah, let's
can you dump that?
I'll get it in post. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Trina. I didn't mean to send the whole Bay Area, on your, Trina, on your trail.
At least you're not the friend that was in the house that one day. Because imagine how terrible if her best friend Trina was the one. Mm, it would have been really rough.
Things people underestimate because anyone can do them.
Oh.
But actually, they require a lot of skill.
Okay.
People are talking about easy things people underestimate. And it ends up being harder than you think. And I checked the list before I'm about to bring up how I related to this. As I was talking to Christina, my wife, about having kids, and I was trying really hard to just sort of
talk her
think
out of it.
No.
Oh, sorry. Whatever you were going to say.
Why?
Because I like hitting things right on the head. Just pink.
I wanted to bring up all the stuff. So we were both going in eyes
what
wide
could
open.
All the problems be? What are all these things that could go wrong? And will any of them put us off the scent?
When it finally seemed like none of that mattered to her, none of the things mattered, and she was down to give it a go. I really did convince myself, like, there are some idiots out there in the world that have kids. And I truly did think, well, if they could do it, I know I'm not equipped for the job, but if that person's pulling it off, I'm sure I...
Right.
Turns out that person was like that because of the kids, not...
You into that.
Get so much more work than you ever knew you'd have. But that's so an example of a job that you might underestimate. You might say,
everybody does that. People have been doing it since the dawn of time.
Since the very beginning of time.
Since before diapers and wet wipes, at the very least. I mean, that seems like something that needed to be invented really early.
Turns out parenting's incredibly hard. Really, really super duper hard.
Yeah.
It's not on this list.
Oh.
But here are the things that are.
Okay.
There's a viral thread on social media where people are talking about the things people underestimate.
I'm ready.
Driving. Driving is, in fact, harder and more important than you think. In fact, as it gets easier and you start to go like, I don't even remember driving in today. That's a bad sign.
Oh.
Because you're driving.
Yeah.
You're doing 80 down the freeway. You should be focused on the road in front of you.
The car's got me. It'll be fine. It starts beeping at me I get out of my lane. I'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Driving.
I'm looking at the road. I'm just thinking about something else.
Everything about it. Defensive driving, maneuvering in traffic, having a feel for how big your vehicle is, being predictable, parking. That's one of the things. If you're someone who keeps going, I keep getting rear-ended. Every time I turn.
Maybe you're the common denominator.
I'm catching it in the back end.
Yeah.
It might be because you brake too late.
Could be.
That might be. I mean, you get to say, that's your fault. You hit me.
Yes. But it doesn't seem right that it should always be the person who hit the person in front of them. Because sometimes people really, really stink at driving.
Yeah.
It's called the 2-second rule.
It is called that.
You don't want to keep catching it in the can, even if it's not your fault. You just don't.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Well.
Stay away from my can, if you would.
Driving. These are things people... These are things people underestimate because anyone can do them.
Yeah, sure. People do them all the time.
Substitute teaching.
Oh. Never really thought about that.
I'm surprised that makes the list.
Can we get the AV club down here and let's roll in a movie?
You're still a teacher. I mean, I guess sometimes the substitute comes in and goes, open your books to page 14 and read till the bell rings.
My brother was substitute teaching for a while when he moved back to West Virginia.
Oh.
And they put him in classes with no lesson plans or anything. And so he was trying to teach them probability, and he just started showing them gambling tricks and things like that.
Oh, nice.
So well, that's,
here's some useful stuff for you kids.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Cash Creek right up the road. We'll use that. It's been great. It'll learn.
Home cooking and creating a new recipe. Things that are harder.
Creating a new recipe?
Creating a new recipe.
Are people at home doing test kitchen stuff at their own house? Like creating a new recipe? You've created a recipe.
Well, I think very much like people have taken to fixing their own homes because they watch these shows where people do chores and they eliminate all of the hard parts.
Yeah.
And just show this transformation.
In a half hour, there's a before and after, a big reveal. I mean... That was
painless. All those TikTok videos where they do it in fast motion, they make it look so easy. Everything looks so easy when it's done in fast motion.
Oh, it took so much less time. So you're telling me, though, that you've actually, like, I'm not talking about just, like, amended and made your own little changes, too, but you've come up with a recipe of your own.
Yes, yes. I don't follow recipes at all. I usually, like, here's the ingredients I have. Here's some spices that I like. Let me make something out of it. Yeah, that's why I don't bake, because you can't do that.
When my mom went, and I think your mom did this too. My family has a bunch of family recipes. My family goes back to, I'm the first Californian in my family. Everyone else is from New York, and from there it was Italy. Mm. And so there's a lot of family recipes that my mom sort of put together, but she did everything her whole life like this. Like she didn't
picked it up and bammed it.
Boom, boom, boom. Like making her sauce. I'm like, how much of the basil do you? Well, how about a shush, a swizz, a thing.
Yeah,
I need you to really take your swoosh and measure that out for me. And so she did make a recipe book and give us more than a dash or a dab and gave us the real numbers. But a lot of people are like that. They do it by feel.
But you're right about the baking thing. Like that is actually, that's like a chemical thing. It really doesn't work. You need the exact right amounts of all the things.
Things people underestimate include starting and running a business, especially in the food industry.
Oh, yeah.
You can go under fast.
Yep.
You can go under before the doors open even. Right.
I can attest to that.
What are you saying?
I've had three startups that I started, and all three ended up in failure.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, try again.
Well, I mean, I still have my one. I do have one that I've got, but yeah. No, it always is fun at the beginning, and then you realize, oh, there's so much more to it.
And it's all on me. My business.
Well, and now you're so far in that you start going, I got to get a loan to stay in business because I'm already all the way in up to my neck. And that can make things even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're pouring, you know, good money after bad and going, I'm never going to get out from under this.
Oh, no. What have I done? Why did I do this? I did it to myself. It's true.
Things that are harder than people realize, starting and running a business, especially in the food industry, you have every meal's got to be good. Those people come in, they taste something and go, this was terrible. You just lost them.
Yep. Forever.
People don't have the money to come back and try you again. Let's see here. Being able to give good instructions, like a new task at work, a project at home, how to get somewhere, or how to help with something.
Well, that's what Google's for, isn't it?
Google does help a lot.
Just watch a YouTube video on it. You'll be fine.
You know, I had these glasses that I love, and the lenses are perfect, but I kind of mangled the frames.
Oh, no.
And they're made by Ray-Ban, so there's a very standard, popular brand, right? And so I went and got a new frame, and all I had to do was Google, how do I get these lenses out? And Google said, push towards the bottom where the nose is, then the lenses will pop right out like nothing.
And they did.
So
you fixed them and put your own lenses in.
I put my own good prescription lenses in a new frame because Google told me how to pop the lenses out. No problem. Otherwise, I would have broken them.
I mean, I've seen you, the way you treat your things that I know you paid good money for. I'm like, why would he throw those? Those are $150 headphones. Please stop throwing them.
If I can't have you, no one can.
That was a laptop. That's really, you know, probably just needed to have the screen turned up.
Dancing makes the list. Singing makes the list.
Yeah. I sing all the time and I'm not that good at singing. Like singing is like being a really good singer who knows how to sing and use their voice. It's hard.
It's true though, that when you see someone sing, especially, well, I mean the music videos we all grew up on for sure, cause they're faking it. But even a live show, when you see someone singing who's really good, they make it look effortless.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go, oh, look at that.
Wow, that looks really easy.
Why doesn't my voice do that when I do that, what they're doing? Because they are doing something that takes talent.
Their throat was built for it.
And skill and practice and all the stuff.
They were blessed.
Public speaking, photography, casual sports like golf and bowling, all harder than they look. Yeah, golf is hard.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
and more tiring than you would think.
It's one of those things where you could even have a good outing. You could even practice for a while and you'll go, I'm starting to get it. Mm. And then you'll have a bad day and be like, what am I, brand new?
Yeah.
Surfing can do that to you. Just right back to the beginning as if you're just starting over. Why? Because they're harder than they look.
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, you know, a lucky day, a good days, bad days.
Jesus, what happened to my brain?
You know, I've had my share.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Substitute teachers get worked over. It is not an easy job from a full-time teacher. By the way, the other day when I mentioned that my youngest daughter, Edie, keeps talking about reincarnation and her past lives, a bunch of people wrote in, including teachers, and they all said the same thing, that there are kids that it's a thing. Certain kids just, for whatever reason, latch on to that.
Oh.
And some of the teachers that wrote in were like, it freaks me out. But this is a cute little kid going, yeah, I don't use the word reincarnation, but in my past lives.
I would fly planes all over the place. I was really good at it.
650 says, I agree with starting a business. My parents had a business for years, and now my dad opened another one. It is so difficult. Teresa, South City. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, the Menendez brothers and Gavin Newsom and a weird Kardashian story that I think you'll enjoy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.